This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Peggy Shabrian. She's the president and founder of Women in Aviation International, which has now been around for 25 years, and they've got a lot in the works for this year to kind of celebrate that landmark. And the first thing they have coming up is some events at EAA Air Venture, which is coming up pretty soon. It's right around the corner in July. So, Peggy, thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
And, so let's just start out. Why don't you tell us what you have coming up for Air Venture this summer?
All right. Well, this will actually be the sixth year for EAA and Women in Aviation to co-host a day that's called Women Venture during Air Venture, and it'll be on Friday. And we always help kick it off with our celebrity breakfast that'll be over in the EA Nature Center. And usually brings together about 300 people, members, and other folks. And we have some special guests, usually some of the either air show performers or some of the other celebrities who are at EAA. And then right after that is the picture that's taken of all the ladies that are there at Air Venture that are active in aviation over on Phillips 66 Square. And a new component of Women Venture this year will be a luncheon for all those who participate in the picture over at the Theater in the Woods. And there are three speakers who will be participating at that event this year. Amanda Wright Lane, who is the great-grandniece of Orville and Wilbur Wright. That's kind of a neat family history there. And then also Nagin Cox, who was part of the Mars project with NASA, and Sherry Carberry with the Boeing Company. So just kind of a nice kickoff, if you will, for us. And we'll be talking there also about our official kickoff for our 25-year celebration, which will be held in Prescott, Arizona, with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, October 3 and 4. And the reason we're doing that, people say, well, why are you going to Prescott, Arizona for the 25th anniversary? Well, Women in Aviation started there in March of 1990. It was the first conference that was ever held. We had about 150 people, which is a little less than what we have nowadays. But we also started out as an annual conference, and it was 5 years later that the organization actually began. But that's actually our beginning, with that annual conference back in March 1990 at Embry-Riddle Prescott.
So you had quite a bit of growth, I guess. Like you said, there was 150 people there the first year. How many do you usually get now?
Well, this year at our convention in Nashville, we had close to 3,400 people at the event. So we've grown just a little bit since then.
Okay, yeah, that's quite a bit of growth. So can you tell me a little bit more about what you'll be doing in Prescott in the fall?
Yes. Well, it's a two-day event, and the first day we'll be having some speakers and also some tours of the Embry-Riddle campus. And we're bringing back a couple of the speakers who were at that very first conference in 1990, including one of the WASP, one of the women who flew in World War II, a lady by the name of Barbara Barrett, who was an Embry-Riddle trustee, but she's also been very active in aviation and was the first woman to be an associate FAA administrator back in the early 1990s. And some of the air show performers, Patty Wagstaff, Julie Clark, Melissa Pemberton, Matt Chapman, and will be on a panel of air show performers. And then on the Saturday in the afternoon, there's going to be an air show.
Wow, that's quite a lot going on.
That's a lot of excitement.
So in the 25 years, that's quite a long time to have that much growth. And can you give me just some of the highlights? What has your organization done over those 25 years?
Well, I'd say just a couple things stand out. One is our scholarship program. And we actually started the scholarships, in 1995, as the organization was actually started. And it was two $500 scholarships that we were excited with. That was great to be able to give out, two $500 scholarships. But since that time, the scholarship program has grown. And, for example, this year we awarded 80 scholarships that totaled close to, $498,000 just this year alone. And over the course of the history of the organization, we have awarded over $8 million in scholarships. And the scholarships are for everything from somebody maybe working on their private pilot certificate or an instrument rating, up to and including type ratings. We also have scholarships for people who are in the area of maintenance or engineering or even considering a career in management. So there's a wide variety of scholarships, and I'd say that's probably one of our biggest success stories. And the other thing I think that's been very helpful to the organization and to our members particularly has been our chapter program. we have now 80 chapters around the world. And, you know, it's nice to have an annual convention and people get all excited and do some great things during the annual event. But these chapters, these are members that are meeting throughout the year, and each chapter has an educational component, if you will. They'll go out into local school or maybe working with the scouts or Civil Air Patrol or explorers and an opportunity to share their love of aviation and maybe their career with young people.
Wow, that's a lot. And do you have anything planned that will be different for the next 25 years?
Well, let's see. Well, one of the things we started last year, and it was just kind of an experiment, we called it, you know, people have heard about Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. We created something called Bring Your Daughter to the Conference Day, and we said last year was the first time, and we had one again this year. But you're going to see that, I think, that program expand. And it's for young people, particularly young ladies, ages 10 to 17, to spend the day with us at the conference. So we have specific, you know, hands-on activities for them to learn about aviation, speakers that are geared just for their age group, and for the high school age young ladies, a chance to meet with some of the college universities that are offering aviation programs and to interact with some of the members in a variety of aviation careers so they can get an idea or a feel for what those careers are like and what's involved in obtaining those kind of careers. So we would like to take that and expand it and grow that part of the organization, keeping in mind reaching out to the younger people.
Yeah, sounds good. And as I understand, your organization also, it's not exclusive, right? I mean, even though you're called Women in Aviation, anyone can join or come to the conferences.
Oh, definitely. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, it is called Women in Aviation, but since the beginning, it's always been open to men and women. In fact, about 8% of our members are men, and about 14-15% of the conference attendees are typically men as well. And I have to say one thing, our big annual conference, our 25th official big conference, will be next March, March 6th through 8th in Orlando, Florida. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, it all sounds great. Well, thanks very much, Peggy.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.